Begin the current daf. Mesech is been said that hey, begin the daf. Begin the tesmat. Begin the gemara. Migud yishne mishta be amal be chen b'shus b'chulu. So Tosfos explains that this migud that you could do gilgal shvua is depends on the gears over here. If this is l'rabba, or if l'rapuna, and l'rabbi Yosef, according to them l'parach. We're not asking because they don't say anything about that it's with a shvua. They say it's other types of cases. It will buy a ravashi. It's only different on the buying ravashi. That they say that it's coming from the Shvua. So then they say, okay, once you get him to swear, that's not Beshusai, so then you can get him to swear other things. Next time has to begin with the words of the Gemara, Tebe Mamina. Now we're talking about where we trust him. So this explains, says, Bereshan, the first case, meaning we have over here the Reshan and the Sefer, and the Resha. The Chiv Shvua was on the Leiva. So the Masal Ok Mehocha, you couldn't explain like this. Shum the Hasam Lo Yirtzal Amina, he wouldn't want to believe him. Kimish Aladei Kain, because if that would be the case, Leiva Chalei Shava, then he can't swear. Halacha over here, Ein Kan Shvua, because there's no Maidan Mikzis over here in the Sefer. And now, the text about it is, Apish Mavse Bamash Maminai, that even though he is losing out over here by believing him, Shvua Shoyochal Agalgalav, that, you know, if through Gilgal Shvua, that in the Chazal is not concerned for, but from the Echol Shvua itself, that it would be Chayiv, that he wouldn't trust him to lose out on that. Next test, Matta begin the Gemara Vesvine, so the Rebbe is asking to Rav Nachman, why is the Shema not merit in the Yeker? But Shilim, he paid. So says Taisus, what's the question? Because he's addressing. He says, but you have to say the yukr, the kipi, is that it went up in price. Have a shilcha de alma. It's like by itself the increase. Like that of kefil, and that is what he's coming to answer. He says, v'le dummy, the gizis v'lad. This is not. It's not similar to the increase of value. Let's say sharings of the wool and the offspring, which like we already previously said that that's not part of what he's marketed. Because the Isis Shevach, that increase, Nikar Begufa Behemoth, that's like recognizable in the actual animal itself, that is not Maktim. But here it's more like the Kefil, and that's why asking that, okay, if that's the case, so then he should get that, he should get the Yaker of the Kipi too. Next, this must have been the Gemara. Atrochil Abesin. Well, he made him go through the effort of bringing him to the courts, which takes the difference is, Deloy Dami La Atroche Le Shvua, and it's not comparable to when. You know, he made him go through the effort of him taking an oath. The konik feila the rava kishashilam achirkin, that according to Rava, you actually still acquire the kefil afterwards. As the Gemara said, "Baba kamed afkav chesam l'alf." So why here is it different? Now, the osam sham b'tzani, he pays willingly. Just he made an oath first. Rav Nachman had to go and collect his mansion. So that's really an effort. So therefore, that's why you wouldn't be able to get kefil over there. Next, this master begins with the words of the Gemara. Zavna, which the Gemara brings that the creditor that collects land for his debt and he sells it or bequeaths it or gives it as a gift, so then it doesn't go back to the owner. So on that sense, we're going to say, why doesn't it go back? But why don't you say, what does the first guy sell to the second and cost what you the only as whatever rights he has? And if the first guy would have to give it back, why wouldn't the second guy who bought it have to give it back? Shem says, you say, no, the Harishan, really the first guy, Min Adin, Nami, from the basic halacha, ain't machzer, he doesn't have to give it back. Shemachur, he loy, because it's sold to him. As we see, Shariach al Peiris, he eats the produce, loy nach yasa, without deducting anything when he gives it back. Elam, Shem basisa yashvat tev mahadr. And he has to give it back because of going with the Mishas Adun. Lakach, shet, nil mahadr. But the second one does not have that obligation, and therefore does not have to give it back. Next says, Mata begins Gemara, Lakeach Abba. The husband is considered as a lekeach. And because of that, the husband does not give it back, and they don't give it back to him, because a baal ben nechsiyush is lekeach. So the says, now, fili you have a yerish. Truth is, even if you'd be a yerish, not a lekeach, lo mahadr, he wouldn't have to give it back. And like the Gemara said, zavno, it's not only if it was sold, but even urta, b'chul, etc., even if it was bequeathed, the second person does not have to give it back. Ella, but why are we calling the husband lekech? Mashum of the other part of Allah, le madrin le. They don't give it back to him. That's why he picked lekech, because the yerusha. But the truth is, if he was a yerusha, madrin le actually would give it back to him. Kershapen played the karkashalav because his son redeems the property of his father. I've got the Perkish and although the Gemara says in Bava Tav Kaplan Tesman Beis, Masa Gemara comes out the Tavalei Avdulei that whatever's best for the husband they do for him, meaning a Yerush or Lekeach, he has the ability to be either Yerush or Lekeach. So wait a second, why are we calling him Lekeach? Why are we calling him Yerush? And that it would be actually that we would give it back to him. So Tesman Harmina Hasan. The Gemara tells us with the Bar Heichadekabseid de la Achrini, except where it's a loss for others, Avdulei Tav, then we don't give him that favor. And and therefore here we're not considering him like a yerush because it'd be a loss for the lender. And mahadir, this that it doesn't have to give it back. It doesn't matter. So that's either way because the fellow yerush have a, like we said, even if it was yerush mahadir, he wouldn't have to give it back. And Rebbe Chanina in Farash Hasam, he explains what the lakuchis afsidu anavshayu. What's with in general the lakuchis, meaning that when the husband gets to collect it. That's what caused, we'll consider them lekech, because they caused the loss on themselves. They should have known better that a woman has a husband. But in general, you're right, the husband is not going to be considered as the better one if it's going to cause a loss to someone else.